This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 30th of June 2015 on Monocle 24.
Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today we'll be getting a musical with Luke Turner, Associate Editor of The Quietus. Our lineup includes new releases from Finnish synth-pop maker Jaakko Aino Kalevi and the producer credited with pioneering footwork music in Chicago, R.P. Boo. Plus we'll find out what post-Troika Hellenic trance music sounds like with an album that's been 10 years in the making by a British-Greek project called Zeos. That's all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review on Monocle 24. Welcome to the show, Luke.
It's Hello.
Nice to see you again. Our paths crossed only a matter of days ago when we recorded a sort of festival-tastic edition of The Culture Show.
Yes.
This time, we're talking about people that have locked themselves in a studio, however, rather than people that are out in the bright air and freezing rain of English summertime and European summertime. First of all, we're going to Finland, in fact, talking fantastic high dudgeon in terms of weather. Jaakko Aino Kalevi, talk us through this guy. He's an interesting character, famously used to be a bus driver in Helsinki.
A tram driver.
Helsinki.
Yeah, he liked his rails.
He wanted to stay on the rails.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He's somebody that John, who I run The Quietus with, and I discovered at BLARM, this annual kind of industry showcase for Scandinavian music, and he was by far and away the best person we saw that year. Just sort of strange and odd, like you say, apparently he's been in for a session here at Monocle.
Yes, that's going to air in a couple of weeks.
Time. Yeah, and he was sort of taking the studio apart, you're saying, and like drumming on a box. And that was very much like his set.
Like he was fixing a tram, actually.
Yeah, maybe that's that he moonlighted in the engineering department as well. But he sort of has that deconstruct music and rebuild it again mindset, I think. Yet the results are very smooth. Like Dream Talk, his new album, it's a very pop record, or pop kind of, I guess, how we at The Quietus imagine pop music is when actually you listen to mainstream radio and it's not like this at all. but in my universe, Jaakko Aino Kalevi is a handsome...
He is essentially
pop
Britney
dreamboat.
Spears.
Yeah. Or George Michael or something like that, you know. Yeah. But I just think, I mean, I just love the tram thing as well. You know, I don't think he drives trams anymore, but he... We interviewed Laurie Tuffery, who is our new music editor, interviewed him recently and got the trams in there. And he said, you know, he just used to drive around thinking up songs while he was driving his tram, particularly when he had a coffee rush. So probably it's better that he was thinking up music with the coffee rush rather than driving his tram too fast through the streets.
So he is a man that is definitely on the rails. Input comes from you know, one too many cappuccinos of a chill Helsinki morning, then he's pretty straight-laced guy.
I think he is.
Shall we have a slice? This is from that new record. This is a track called Deeper Shadows. Sounding great. That's Jaakko Aino Kalevi with Deeper Shadows. Why on earth are we playing that? Because we're talking to Luke Turner of The Quietus. We're doing the music review, the arts review, the music section of the arts review. That's really gorgeous stuff.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of, that is quite a good track as an example of the whole LP, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Kind of dipping into sort of francophone electro. There's a bit of air in there. There's a bit of Sebastian Tellier in there, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And occurred to me, because sometimes that francophone French stuff can be a bit too smooth and is a bit
too retro, maybe.
Yeah, a bit too retro, a bit sort of sitting in a bar that's not quite as sexy as it thinks it is. Whereas I think Kalevi's got something that is genuinely odd about it. I mean, that's probably kind of the smoothest, it's represented, but it is probably the smoothest, kind of most pop moment on the record. But I do like his strangeness that's at the heart of it, and I think that's what makes him really good.
And he's very Finnish. Like, he's not, he's an unforthcoming he's not an unforthcoming interviewee, but he is a shy man that lets his music do the talking. Put it that way.
He's not Sebastian Telly.
He's not a professional.
Right. I've not actually met him though. I think when I saw him live, it was in a. It was in such a sort of tiny place, and he was very early on in his music making, so there probably wouldn't have been any great showboating then anyway.
No, right. You feel like you have met him because it was such a small venue.
Yes, it was very intimate, me and Jacko.
Banging knees under the table.
If only.
It's stuff as recommended by Luke Turner from The Quietus. It's Jaakko Aino Kalevi. Because Jaakko Aino Kalevi is such an easy name to spell, you can just Google
him.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. That's easy. Okay, we're moving on to R.P. Boo. This is a guy who's got quite a reputation behind the scenes in the music industry. He's a producer. He's been credited as pioneering the footwork music movement. This came out of Chicago in the 90s. Luke, tell the uninitiated listener, of which there may be many for an artist like R.P. Boo, just who he is and what the genre is that he's doing here.
Well, footwork, I mean, it's been knocking around for years, and he I think has been making beats and tunes since 1997. His real name is Kevane Space, actually, not R.P. Boo. But then footwork, I first heard it via some of our younger writer friends a few years ago at The Quietus, and I couldn't get my head around it at first. As you'll hear, it's this very strange, awkward time signatures, and we first heard it by people dancing to it sort of on the streets in Chicago, and you just kind of think with your clumsy English feet, how on earth am I going to be able to move to this? And the people, if you can Google it, watch on YouTube, the dancing is incredible. And I kind of quite liked it. And a lot of my friends who are really into electronic music loved it. The wonderful Planet Moo label have been hugely supportive of the movement. And this is his second, R.P. Boo's second album on Planet Moo. And they're an incredible label, not just for footwork, for loads of stuff. They've been going for 20 years. It's their anniversary at the moment. Check them out. That's an aside. But I'd only ever understood footwork when I went to a club in Barcelona during Sonar. It was an off-Sonar event. And it was a Hyperdub party, and Hyperdub had been very supportive of footwork, and they were DJing a lot of it. And it was incredibly easy to dance to. Not as well as the YouTube people, I hasten to add. I didn't look...
Were you suitably refreshed, or is it better to come to this stuff with, just like our Finnish friend, just a couple of cappuccinos?
I'd had one gin and tonic.
Okay.
I can remember exactly what I'd had.
And
it was a club called Le Cool in Barcelona, which is nicely air-conditioned.
Yeah.
Has a rotating dance floor, but it just created such an energy in the club, and you know, it's one of those really pleasant things where you kind of go into something, you can feel your ears being opened by moving your feet. For me, going to that night, and yeah, this new album is very, very good. I guess he's still kind of a cult concern. I don't know where he would sit in the same ways like grime is now moving through and influencing, you know, huge pop stars.
Yeah.
Where footwork sits in terms of having that impact, I'm not sure. Maybe it is and awkward.
Yeah, but. And I wonder whether it sits in, whether it becomes something that is a byword for producers. So it becomes a small part of mainstream records rather than people wholesale adopting it. I guess
it's the
odd time signature, the odd dance move, people wanting to maybe recreate it in their promos or something.
Yeah,
like
I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to see what happens and how much mileage it's got. I mean, I really love that the album's called Fingers, Bank Pads and Shoe Prints, and it's a really great record. It's kind of intense. When you listen to it, one go, the track I was going to play was going to be one which had lots of swearing in it. But I thought, you know, in case there's a family audience for the programme, I perhaps shouldn't. But it's just a thrilling record. And again, I've probably said this before when I've come on Monocle Radio. There's all these doomy old men who say nothing new's been done in music. So we'll listen to some footwork. This doesn't really sound like much else to my mind. It's probably, you know, it might be something from the 80s. It sounds like whatever. But this, I don't know. This to me feels very original and very fresh and very exciting.
Let's spin it. That That was Let's Dance Again from the album Fingers, Bank Pads and Shoe Prints by R.P. Boo, otherwise known as Cavane Space. Yeah, that's something that definitely sounds new. That sounds, there's bits of it you feel that you might know something of. Yeah, but it's an exciting thing to listen to. It's really nice. And also, we get briefing notes for this. I get a little page of briefing notes for this. And it's described by The Guardian's footwork as a breakneck mutation of Ghetto House.
Oh,
which of course our Monocle listeners will be well aware of.
And there's a great review we just put up on The Quietest today, all about the record. It kind of puts him in the context of footwork as a form, which is worth having a read of.
It all sounds a bit like Jaco Aini Kalevi, the track we played from him, but sped up to twice the speed.
Sped up with some
people are like, hang on, I think I've got one CD in there.
Yeah, it's like Jaco's tram has lost its wheel and it's coming off the rails.
That's definitely a morning on the heavy lattes.
Yes.
Fingers, Bank Pads and Shoe Prints also is a nice title for an album. Sounds like something that if Enduring the Blockheads was still around and making music, that they might have, that's their footwork opus as well. A nice sort of witty album title. That's cool. Let's move it on. Let's go finally to Zaos. Now, this is an interesting outfit because they're sort of UK British. It's been described as post-Troika Hellenic trance music. Talk us through this one, Luke. Zaos.
It's an odd record. It's been sort of in the making for 10 years, we are told. And I don't know. And they're sort of saying it's, you know, post Troika, but it's been made for 10 years. Are they gluing it onto this as a marketing ploy? I think that's possibly slightly cynical way of looking at it, because the press release and what we're told about it does come from a sort of very defiant, very perspective of the Greek artists, really, sort of saying that we're fed up of Greek music being solely represented by like Nana Mouskouri or, you know, restaurants and people smashing plates.
It's sort of taverna, the banjo stuff.
The sort of the cliches of Greek music. And also how, you know, they call the austerity measures, which obviously as we're recording this is kind of the main news going on in Europe. You know, they call the austerity measures insane and counterproductive. And it's, you know, taken any precedence over cultural expression of our art. And the same about how even before the crisis, there was very little support for the arts in Greece. And now it's even worse. And I suppose on Radio 4 this morning, there was a piece about the Greek crisis and the music being used to illustrate it. Was a street band playing sort of tourist cliche Greek music. So you can sense this album is coming from a place of defiance. And, you know, so what if they started creating it before the crisis? Maybe the crisis has made them have given them a greater impetus to
and
finish
strangely,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably helped them finish it.
Yeah. They've
got something to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just think it's a really strange album of sort of, I don't know, it's all over the place. There's lots of weird drones. In some ways, it reminds me of a Norwegian group called Vårdruna, who make sort of droney folk music that's inspired by the Nordic rune symbols. It's got that sort of ancient feel to it.
Well, should we hear a bit of it? This is a track from the album by Zaos. It's called Procession. That is professional.
Very professional there.
I thought a very professional rendition of that song. That is a track called Processional. It's from the new, maybe only album by a group called Zaos, a Greco-British group. And interesting, this is from a guy called Nick Page. This is one of his projects. I don't know whether he's one of the duo that is Zaos, but this is the guy that does Dub Colossus Syriana. These kind of interesting, I don't know, sort of, not exactly as we heard from that clip, popifying ancient music or simply music that you don't hear on the radio very often. But it's interesting to know that he's maybe involved in this project.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know quite whether he's the guiding hand. I mean, most of the musicians involved are Greek, I think, and they're playing some very ancient instruments that's sort of 5,000 years old. You know, there's some quite interesting stuff being done all over the world now of looking at archaeological finds and reconstructing instruments and trying to make a connection between that sort of pre-music as we know it past.
Zaos as well, you said you told us it means it simply means chaos.
Yes,
which is probably this is one of the key elements of the album. Presumably, it is High Time, something simply called Chaos.
Yeah,
that sounded like it was about it. That is, you know.
I think they do seem to be trying to, you know, make a stand and a point that, you know, you don't really hear about the arts from Greece at the moment. You hear about the economy and the controversies about what's being done to that country by other countries, but you don't hear about the music, and I think that it's really good to engage with that.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of that. We heard Zeos from Greece. We heard in the middle from R.P. Boo. That new album is called Fingers, Bank Pads and Shoe Prints. Check out the footwork scene. And to kick us off, we had Jaakko Aino-Kelevi all the way from Finland. That's a fantastic debut LP from him. All that remains me to say is thank you very much to Luke Turner from The Quietus for guiding us. What a hand on the tiller he is musically.
Thank you very much.
Guiding us through the Monocle Music Arts Review, to which you have been tuned in. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when The Times' Dominic Maxwell will be in here to talk theatre. For the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.